Blog Talk Radio. Myotep and Better Love, and you are listening to the Truth to Power Show, and my name is Beverly, and we have a guest with us tonight, Reverend Brown from the Radiant Alchemy Wellness Center, and we also have Kamaya Birth Worker. So we're going to really get into some health here, spiritual health, wellness that's here. But before we get into our guests, I'm going to bring up my co-host, Eric. Eric, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm vibing, Beverly. That music was on point. Thank you very much for that. And we also have Dr. Brown, Ms. Brown's husband. He's going to join us also, and he's a great inventor and a great metaphysician also. So, yes.
Wow, okay. Mr. Brown.
Yes.
So we have the great Reverend Mrs. Brown and Mr. Brown is joining us tonight. Excellent.
Yes,
excellent.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
How you vibing?
Let me see. I'm vibing good, really good. How was your
I
weekend?
I can tell. Oh, man, every day's a holiday.
Okay.
Every day.
All right. That's how, yeah, that's how you got to look at it. All righty here. Now, our guest, I see a hand raised, so I gather this is our guest here. Let's see.
All right.
Okay, what am I doing?
Area code 862, is this Reverend Brown?
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you.
Good
Hello
evening.
For joining us. And
good
Mr.
evening.
Brown,
good evening.
We're so grateful to be here. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, we can hear you good.
Yes, I can hear you as well.
Very good.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Good yeah, good. Thank you all for coming.
You,
I appreciate it.
Yes, and thank you for having
yeah.
us. We were are very delighted to be here and to share some pearls of wisdom during times like the ones that we are in right now, all as this human family going through
yeah.
things. And so we're looking forward to sharing some of the tools and tips that we've discovered along the way and been sharing with our customers, clients, and close family around the world.
Excellent.
Would you like
yes. And Reverend Brown, can you pronounce your name for the listeners?
Yes, it's Safia, Reverend Safia Brown.
Okay, Safia. All right. And thanks for coming, Mr. Brown. It's a pleasure to have you with us, too.
Yes, I'm delighted to be here. We're living in crazy times. And, yes, I mean, if you don't believe that, you're just saying is we live in New Jersey. And so that same storm that came up the coast from Louisiana, you wouldn't believe just how destructive the water was. And when we looked outside, when it was raining, it was a light rain. But there are demonic forces that are in the
mm-hmm.
weather right now. So,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
when people don't say, we're living in what is considered the last days. But I look at it, it is the last days, but it's also the new beginning. All this new beginning is taking place. This new beginning is taking place starting from our bodies, our mind, our souls. You know, the thing is, America is trying to dumb us down so that we cannot be our authentic selves. The thing is, so that we can't. We don't need what they're trying to give us. What we need is what Mother Nature has already given us from the beginning. The thing is, the herbs, all these things that are already available to us so that we can become uniquely who we're supposed to be. We're dynamic. We're amazing. We're powerful beings. But right now, we have to allow ourselves to be that, because if we don't allow ourselves to be that, then, you know, this force that's behind it all will absorb our life forces away from us. They're trying to keep us from becoming uniquely who we're supposed to be. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, we have to do what we got to do in terms of the vaccine. Of course, me and my wife, we don't push that at all. But, you know, we do understand that people have to take it to keep their jobs and do certain things in that respect. But, I mean, we're on both sides. So with our clients, if you have to take it, then we give you a protocol in terms of trying to maintain your body so that you won't get sick. You know, my wife would discuss that.
So
okay.
one of
All right.
the One of the most, well, two of the most powerful pieces of this puzzle that we've recently put together is the main ingredient.
Okay.
And that is the graphene oxide. Okay?
Yeah.
So it is a metallic alloy, but what makes it extremely dangerous is that it is a nanoparticulate, okay, which is also imbued with artificial intelligence, okay? So this means,
yeah,
just like our computers, it can be programmed, okay?
Right.
By whoever that programmer is. It can be programmed to do many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And first we know that artificial intelligence, once created, automatically has its own life force, okay, and continues to evolve, mm-hmm, based on that original programming. So this is this is one of the things that makes this virus and this shot something completely different, mm-hmm, than we've ever in all of our lifetime. Okay, so, mm-hmm, this is definitely one. But a lot of one thing that people really don't know about is that this has been going on for much longer. In the beginning, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I'd say about, was that last year? In early 2020, we noticed that there were a series of planes that would go around different times of day, similar to the ones that will release the chemicals for the chemtrails.
Okay.
Only these planes were flying much lower.
Mm-hmm.
And what would happen during that time is that people would notice more and more. So not just people like us who are tracking things like weather, things that illnesses in the population and trends just in human nature in general, these are regular people. And, you know, we always keep a look out on every platform, not just the spiritual, mm-hmm, ones, but the local ones in our town. And one of the things that I noticed was that this time it wasn't just, you know, me saying to my husband, hey, look at that. Doesn't that look strange? 4 days a week, 5 days
right.
a week. Right when we go for our daily walk in the woods, all of a sudden I go, mm-hmm, on our weekly, on our town platform, and people are saying, hey, are you seeing all these strange planes? Okay, and this has been going on for months and continuously has been going on throughout this pandemic. And one of the things, mm-hmm, that we've discovered is that these planes were dropping down the same graphene oxide particulates. Okay.
Hmm.
Now,
okay,
these graphene oxide nanoparticulates are the one thing that makes it very difficult to get rid of any kind of COVID symptoms once people have had COVID and are able to get through the process as well as post getting the shot. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know it's also in the shot.
So more importantly, what we're trying to get to understand in terms what they are trying to turn us into, that the number one thing, that the number one ingredient that's inside of the vaccine is the graphene particulate.
Right.
It's in the shot. And then it's there, so number one is to dumb us down. To make a sheeple, the thing is, so that they may determine, they may decide what we would be. So that's,
yeah,
that's the most important thing that we have to understand, that what are we being turned into? Are they, mm-hmm, trying to make us, mm-hmm, some type of cyborg at the end of the day? More importantly, the thing is that, you know, they are creating a society of people that if they tell everybody to jump off the George Washington Bridge, just saying in here in the in New York City, New York, this is,
mm-hmm,
what people would do, or the Golden State Bridge,
mm-hmm,
if you lived in California. But that's basically what it comes down to, that our life force will be lent. we will basically be nothing but
drones.
And just saying mindless, mindless drones. I mean, you know, there's the fluoride that's in the water. That they started that a long time ago in terms of dumbing. We're not getting smarter. We're getting dumber. And the point being is that as we get dumber, this thing it allows the system to use us as they would like.
And that is a cheap workforce for whatever new device or system that they want to put into place to further divide the population, whether it be through race or sex or gender or whatever their
classism.
Classism, exactly, exactly. And that is a real issue right now.
And with this technology, you know, we can also be hacked into, you know, so.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Especially when we sleep.
Yeah.
I agree with you there. We can be hacked into, especially when we're sleeping. The thing is, a lot of people especially during the lockdown, weren't able to sleep. And a lot of people right now are not able to sleep. And why they're not being able to sleep, that's because of the frequencies that are being pumped into, being pumped out via our Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we tell people is that if you can, use the Ethernet with your your electronic devices as possible instead of letting the Wi-Fi stay on, which now they pump a frequency through that, and now they're programming you as you sleep with your Wi-Fi.
Which, of course, we know now is being upgraded to 5G.
Right.
Another dangerous
part
of the COVID.
So turn
COVID.
Your Wi-Fi off. Yeah, and your telephone. Don't have your phone in the room with you either, because that's another mechanism.
Absolutely. You know it. That's right. That's what we tell people.
Wow.
And it's for a very good reason. It cuts down on instances of getting cancer, tumors, polyps, PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, which we have been getting calls, concerns, clients, and customers calling in left and right with new symptoms around this. And this is a growing problem if people don't start taking note of the certain patterns that are going on in our society and realizing that we always have a choice. And that first choice is to say, whatever it is they're trying to force us to do, is to say to them, I do not consent. You can say it in writing and you chew their face, and that stops them dead in their tracks.
Energetically,
people don't realize
that.
Is true.
Yes.
They do not.
They do not. I do not consent. And when you say the word I do not, it has a spiritual vibe to it, whereas if you just say it in your mind, it'll be heard. You're just saying is the biggest thing that we fight against now is what my wife talked about over and over is the AI, and a lot of what's going on now is these frequencies that they're pushing out is wreaking havoc on the on the nervous system. I'm gonna let my wife talk to you about how it's wreaking havoc on the hormonal system of women. It's really tearing women apart. What she'll tell you about weight gain, problems with their cycles,
and of course,
now, what
you
about
know, we know a lot of women. I was just about to mention that. A lot of women have been having a very difficult time getting pregnant for a long time, especially different people of different regions in the world. And as a lot of people know, for a long time, Jewish women were having a very difficult time. And that's when artificial insemination became such a big thing. But right now, it's even worse because, like my husband said, most women that we know, no matter what part of their, their hormonal cycle they're in life, are having a very difficult time with their hormones. Everything is completely out of balance and really clogged up. And again, that comes back to the artificial intelligence, which we already know and talked about earlier, is that it is programmed to basically create a cog in the human development, okay? A cog in the wheel, so to speak. So because of that, it is going to stop the train, okay, at the very beginning, and that is life force, okay? So automatically, that makes it very difficult for us to create new life force, right? So everyone is basically going around continuously being filled up. Our bodies, each system is being clogged up from our ears to throughout all the entire mucous membrane. Everything is clogged. And for people who don't have a daily regimen of health and wellness and taking certain herbs and vitamins, using essential oils, homeopathic remedies, things that will keep things moving in the body, are finding it very difficult to stay healthy or even to keep their minds right or their emotions in check. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's very, becoming very difficult to stay sane, basically.
I think that more importantly, we have to take an assessment of our mind, body, and spirit. And you, what I mean by that is, how do you feel? Do you feel weak? Do you feel run down? Do you, when you get in the presence of other people, do you feel like you're being there's spiritual vampirism that's going on? You have to take stock of your body. The thing is, me and my wife talk about this. I know some people say, but how are your bowel movements? The thing is, Confucius had a saying that you got to keep your mind open and your bowels open.
That's right.
People right off the bat, if you want to know how where your health is, if you're not going to if you're constipated, you're not going to bathroom.
You're
not going anywhere. You got problems. Why? Because now if it doesn't come out, the toxins is going to build up inside of your body, and it's going to bleed into all of your organs. It's going to bleed into your blood. The thing is, you're going to be sick. You know, the thing is, so at the end of the day is, okay, you can eat all what you say you want to eat, but now if your body doesn't get rid of it, it's inside of you and it's rotting you out. And rotting you out. So I think to you, hey, these are the things that you got to take stock of. First off is you got to look at you first. The thing is, well, how do I feel? Well, when you get up in the morning, you're just saying, how do you feel? If you feel run down in the morning, that means that you didn't get enough sleep. Now, your body's not regenerating.
Yeah.
They call it REM, rapid eye movement. If your body doesn't go down to all of those different stages, to that regenerative part of the sleep, then you're going to get into a place where you're going to be a high. You don't have enough sleep, and you're gonna get at a point that you have sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
You're gonna be running around because you're not getting enough sleep. Now you're just gonna wreak havoc on everything and everywhere. So it's important also to get enough sleep. Because the thing is, but more importantly, take stock of where your body is at, because now you need, if that's not where it needs to be, then you're going to have to start on a regimen of certain of vitamins and minerals and nutrition. You gotta get down into the nitty gritty of your health
and eating real food, because a lot of people, especially people who are vegan, they do not realize that they are not eating a lot of real food. And this is one thing that I talk about with a lot of people because, you know, my family grew up vegetarian, okay? Vegetarian. Mm-hmm. The main, the root word is vegetable. Vegetable, okay? So mm-hmm. we ate real food, mainly a lot of vegetables, did a lot of juicing and things like that. But I noticed that a lot of these young people, they call themselves vegan and everything comes out of a package. I'll ask them, what's in this?
Sugar.
A lot of sugar. a lot of chemicals. And it'll say organic, but the main ingredient will be sugar. I remember a day when something labeled organic did not have sugar in it.
Right. And then even with the vegetables, even with the vegetables, you know, you're not, they are full of those, what are you calling them, HMOs or whatever you call them. They're not even, they hybrid.
Absolutely.
You got that right.
Yes, they are. And the soil is missing a lot of the nutrients as well, which is a major issue right now. And this is one of the reasons why in our programs and packages that we give to people, we are not just using one system. You know, we use cell salts, which are a homeopathic remedy that all of the major and minor minerals that the body needs to build strength, to keep it mentally, physically, and energetically.
One of the things that a lot of people don't understand, that there was a reason why our grandmothers and great-grands and why these people did not get sick. And it's a simple thing why they didn't get sick, because the food that they ate from the ground
had more
nutrients in it. So now they did not. Notice, if you go back, you'll see people smoking cigarettes. They're drinking, and I'm not saying this is good or bad. I'm just saying is that they had a great spirit. They could do things, and it did not affect their body. But we're finding out from the research that now that the percentage of nutrients that were in the vegetables and the things that they ate from the ground, the corn, all these different vegetables now do not have almost no nutrient value in it. It's nothing in what we're eating. And the point being is that we don't understand. Now it's easy for the disease to ravage our body because, you know, we don't have that backup of what that veggie, those good vegetables, what they brought to the table. Now we're eating nothing. It's fluff. Just saying you know, and now the point being is that we can't make up for that. That's the major difference. The food, the quality of the food that they ate and what we eat, and even if you go to the store and they said it's organic, it's not the same food that they ate, you know, 50 years ago. It's not.
Or even 15 years ago.
Or even 15 years ago.
Right.
Okay, and that makes it worse.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and if you.
But also.
You can taste the difference. Go ahead.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And basically, all year round, you know, we also get our fruits and vegetables a large amount from the local CSAs and co-ops. And They're still 100% better than the stores, but because we've been doing this for so long, since before our son was born 13 years ago, you could taste a huge difference. Then in the food, it tasted so much better than now. And we must not forget that a large reason that this is going on is because the person who created Microsoft has bought most of the farmland in the world. I just heard this again. And what does he want to do? He's creating fake meat that does not even have any fruits or vegetables in it. Vegans need to wake up because they're coming for you.
And that, that's
And what about the seeds?
Well, Monsanto's. I mean, you know, we don't even want to talk about how bad it is, because now the point being is it's how the farmers who had a process by which they would keep their seeds. The thing is, all of that is against the law. The thing is, if you don't buy from Monsanto's, and those seeds are pretty much dead pretty much afterwards, I mean, the whole system has been rigged.
And they've been changed to no longer have the same properties. So I worked for one of the major outlets that was bought by Amazon, the store where everyone gets their Whole Foods from, that I won't name the name, wink, wink, okay? As a manager of their vitamin aisle. And I remember when they came through and started taking things off the shelf and saying, oh, well, they're taking them off because they're dangerous now. Certain oils that our grandparents and great-grandparents had been using to regenerate tissue and skin and things like that. And when these some of these items never got put back onto the shelf, but other items, when they came back, no longer worked. And that was because they were getting a directive from the Microsoft guy through the farm that they had to take these things away because they could actually heal the body. Then when they got back on the shelf, you could tell they did not work anymore. They had been replaced by something that was, again, grafted instead of, you know, being from the actual seed before it was stepped on. This is the new world that they're creating for everyone.
The new world, you know, the new world order is what it is, and it doesn't. But it doesn't mean this is the end. By no means. I mean, there are ways by which the body can regenerate itself, and what we're doing is one of our main focuses is helping people to find that directive and then to understand that, you know, using certain herbs and vitamins
and frequency healing
and frequency healings and tapping into that greater part of ourselves. This is important that, you know, meditation is very important because, you know, a lot of people of color understand prayer, but they don't actually understand meditation, because meditation, prayer is about speaking and meditation is about hearing. A lot of times it is, there's a lot to be heard, but that's not going to happen if you're crying out, you know, all the things and, you know, that you know you need the creator to move in your behalf. But sometimes if we just would just listen, the thing is we'll get a lot more answers to you know to what we need to do in our lives, because it and my wife and I, we do set aside time for, you know, just meditation, and it doesn't have to be a lot of time, but we need to get inside and hear what need to be done in our lives. Because if you sit up and you're watching the news and the television, this stuff is grim. You know, it's not going to give you anything in terms of what you need to for your life to have a better quality life. And the you know, if we don't figure out, try to, instead of listening on the inside, instead of listening on the outside, the thing is, because, you know, it's easy to get caught up when you're sitting and you're watching this dude, and, you know, every time you look around, oh, my God, you know, the thing is, you know, the Delta variant is here, and now it's, you know,
it's coming
after our children and blah, blah, blah. And here's the thing is, we were just watching some of the stuff, some of the info coming from India, which was one of the hardest places hit. And there are so many natural, easy things to do in order to fight this thing. I mean, you know, just a simple nebulizer, with some iodine, a little peroxide, food grade hydrogen peroxide, saline, and your thing is, you pop that into a nebulizer, and then you just breathe that in. It clears up of the variant for people in like a day or so.
People where a vast amount of the population has very little to no money, and they're doing this.
Mm-hmm. So there are simple ways that, number one, is that you can fight this war as such against
biological warfare.
But the biological warfare, which was COVID and all as such. But the thing is, but if you listen to the news, the thing is the war against the what? The pandemic is vaccinated. What is it?
Right. They're saying that it's a pandemic of the
unvaccinated. The thing is, but the truth of the matter, how we found that out not to be the truth is over 88% of all Israel people in Israel are vaccinated, yet 75% of the cases of COVID
are vaccinated
people. So mm-hmm.
this is happening mm-hmm. everywhere.
This is happening everywhere, and they're just feeding this stuff to us over and over again. And it's misinformation.
Yes.
None of this stuff makes just information. None of it doesn't make any real sense. And now you're seeing the tide change, where you see people now speaking out. We've gone through this. Now you told us to take this shot. Then you take the second shot.
And
now
we get sick again.
And now you got us on the booster. Just the thing is, that's the third shot. The booster shot. I know several people, you know, just thinking, this is why it's important for us to talk
to
each other. Who have gotten a neurological damages from the shot? Just saying, is
where they can no longer use their hands. They're having memory problems, tremors.
Yeah.
A whole host of things that are happening to their bodies. Aches and pains that don't go away.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the answer to that? Well, you know, maybe you need that booster. And it's just feeding us, over and over again with information concerning all of this.
It doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't add up.
And at the end of the day, we gotta always come back. This country is about making money.
Yes.
And if something, you know,
it's a business.
It's a business. And they're never going to tell you to make sure you take B3. The thing is,
or zinc.
The thing is,
vitamin C,
liposomal C.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, there's a whole. What we do is we sit down. We have our clients that make sure that they are taking that regimen of supplements
and keeping their bowels clear,
and just saying it, a whole regimen of this is what's needed, because if you don't do this, the thing is, it's such. And to those listeners out there who did take the shot, do not stop taking your supplements. You know what I'm saying?
Take extra vitamin C.
You gotta go hard.
Clean water.
Because the Georgia Guidestones has it all written before you.
That's right.
The objective here is to cut the population down. The thing is, and if we don't understand that, so now if
so
you
they basically told you how many people they need to get rid of. What was it, 500?
500,000. I know. There's several billions of people.
They want 500
place.
Million, I think.
Yeah, 500 million people or something.
Is the number of the population.
That's what they want.
That's what they've written in stone, literally.
So right now, the thing is, if we're not careful, then you're going to be the collateral damage in the process. Because, you know, and I mean, at the end of the day, is man can't take us down. But now, you know, the thing is, as they always say, I'd rather go down standing than on my knees. You know, the thing is, I think it's important that, you know, that we stand tall. The thing is, and no matter if they pushed us to take the shot, they're away. The thing is, you gotta, you know, this whole science of the spike protein is a weird one in itself. But the sad part is, you know, the long and short of it is they're hijacking our immune system to fight one particular thing. And then when you hijack the immune system to only fight COVID, then there's a whole host.
It doesn't do anything else.
It doesn't do anything else. There's a whole host of stuff that your immune system has to do. And it won't, it's not going to be, it's not going to do much because now it's only looking for that one particular thing. So
for that one predator.
One predator. Mm-hmm. And there's many predators in the jungle when it comes to us as human beings.
Especially in this plastic world.
Oh, especially in this world.
At the moment.
And that's what it is. The thing is, I mean, again, let's go back to diet. You just think it's you know, we still have people who think it's okay to, you know, to eat as much McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King and just all of this plastic non-food, mm-hmm. you know, that people are eating. They're just constantly eating it because, you know, it tastes good, but it's processed food, and processed food don't break down. And anything that doesn't break down is now sitting up in your body,
creating illnesses.
And it's years later. Just think about it. I mean, when they did that whole thing with the whole McDonald's documentary, you know, they showed that it never rots. The stuff doesn't break down
because it's plastic.
Wow.
So, you know, you know, the thing is that, you know, it's something else, right? Wow. Crazy, crazy stuff.
Oh.
We specialize in a lot of different types of modalities in terms of we have devices that, you know, help build the chi. In
the body, which feeds into the nervous system.
Okay. Yeah, Go ahead.
And that is one of the next phase of what is going to go on. We can see by looking at China. One of the things my husband got us into about a year and a half ago is watching Chinese news show that comes on every day.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, before it got really bad here, they were showing people walking across the street and then literally falling out into the middle of the street and going into seizures. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they were saying was, oh, this person has COVID. But one thing that a lot of people don't know is that America says that it has 5G. But it doesn't actually have 5G yet. It hasn't been turned on. The devices are ready, and it's been connected, but it's not turned on full force. But in China, their 5G is turned on. So when people got COVID, they would be literally, they would show video of them walking across the street at the light and literally falling down to the ground. And in in a seizure. And we would see this every single day, just sometimes two people, and they would just be walking by and see people in a seizure. And all of these people had COVID. So one of the things that we I'm sorry, what was the last thing you said?
What about the graphite that's in people, that especially that took the shot? You know, can you still get rid of even with that? Because I know that has something to do with electrical, and we are electrical.
Yes,
that's correct.
Exactly. So, yes, one of the things that we do for people who have already taken the shot, put them on a detox, okay? The detox has three parts. First, we do the bowels and all of the, you know, clearing out the mucus membranes and all of that, like we discussed earlier. Then we add in the new nutrients, right? Some of them we talked about, the cell salts on a mineral level, okay, our liposomal C, and bringing back in the nutrients into the body. Then we add in something that we are very, is very powerful and have been using for a long time, and that is one of its names is called the Zapper, developed by Dr. Holza Clark. But basically, it's a frequency wave generator. What it does is it kills off certain frequencies in the body that do not allow the body's systems to function normally. Okay? It helps to reconnect all of those systems. Okay? But one of the things that we also have to understand is this graphene oxide, because it is a nanoparticulate, it has its own frequency. So if we are able to continuously disrupt this frequency, can daily retrain our body to its own higher level frequency. Okay?
Exactly.
And this is why
we
are frequency healers as well. Because it doesn't matter how great your diet is, if your frequency is very low because you live in mold, black mold, whatever, okay, or you've had a lot of trauma in your life, or you've taken the shock, you need this frequency retraining in your life, in your body, and in your mind, because eventually it starts messing with your mind as well. And this is why we see a lot more accidents and mental health issues this shot has come out.
So more importantly, is you have to learn there's a higher frequency that we have to resonate
and maintain,
in order to not to get sick. Poor diet, how we live our lives, you just think it doesn't allow us to resonate at that level. So that's why. It's important for us all to do an assessment and think about where we at in the process. Because here's the thing: if you get it wrong, then you're going to be one of the casualties. The thing is, it doesn't matter, because I remember when the whole thing started. Because remember, and here's the new thing. So remember when they said when it was said that in 1999 it was going to be the end.
The end of the world.
The end of the world. Well, it was going to be the end of the world that we know it. So they have now
Y2K. That's
Y2K. They have now taken that whole thing to the when did the Aztec energy say? That's when the Aztec said that it was all going to end in 19.
Oh yes, I think so.
Yeah. So now it's all been shifted, and they said that it was no longer was no longer going to be 1999 or sometime where in 2012. It's they said that the actual date for us was 2020. Now. Who? Nobody. I can't even. I don't remember no Vikings or whatever they said that nobody. Well, basically nobody. Very few people predicted what 2020 was going to be like, because 2020, number one, is America. It's on life supports right now. The thing is, and the world has completely changed, and anybody who sits in their seats now and think that they're going to they want some sense of normalcy, you say, this is the new normal. The thing is, this is the new world that we're going to live. All of that, what you remembered of how we've existed, no longer is the case any longer. And I say this over and over. If you're a man, you better watch your prostate. The thing is, if you're a woman, you better watch your ovaries and your hormones, because if you don't, adrenals. If you're not accounted, because now we have frequencies that are floating and attacking and moving in the airways now. They didn't exist 20 years ago. They didn't exist 15 years ago.
Again, because there are nanoparticulates. They are so tiny that they are on our food, in the packaging that the food comes in. Did you notice how many fruits and vegetables now come in plastic? Even if they're organic.
Right.
Now, why would they do that? Because on the inside of that bag, it is lined with graphene oxide.
And what we're talking about, again, is genetically engineered fruits and vegetables. The thing is, they didn't genetically engineer those fruits and vegetables so they can be better. They genetically engineered those fruits and vegetables so they can sit on the shelves longer so that people can know it. So basically, if you take half of the stuff that's sitting on the shelves and put it on a microscope, it's rotting.
Yes.
But the optics of it, it looks like it's good. The thing is, that's like number one is when you have people now, they're running around thinking, oh, man, I feel great, I feel good, blah, 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 blah. The thing is, and all the time, the thing is, you're rotting from the inside out. And if you don't sit down and speak with someone and re-education. And here's the thing is, at the end of the day, I tell people, this thing is, I went to college. My wife went to college. Guess what? How many years ago was that? Guess what? Who you are? You thing is, so if you don't educate yourself now.
On a daily basis.
On a daily basis.
On the hour, it's changing.
You're the same as somebody who didn't graduate from high school. We're living in a different world. You have to educate yourself. Daily educate yourself on what works now. Because all of that stuff that used to work for us, throw it out. It don't work anymore. If the food doesn't work anymore for what you eat, why would you think anything else or anything works? The thing is, it's like we have a whole new level of ignorant people of color who thought they went to school 20 years ago.
I have a PhD.
The thing
I know a lot.
A guy said he has, you know, just said, oh, I went to school, but went to blah, blah, blah. And him and his wife were sitting up, three or four days a week eating from McDonald's. Are you kidding? The thing is, why would you be, that's the food that the ignorant people should be eating, because all of that stuff, number one is, can't break down in your body.
Literally.
And that's why I go back to the whole thing of toxins. The thing is, if you don't... What is your toxic load? The thing is, because everything is built on what that toxic load is. Now, there are some people that are going to be a little bit stronger than others. The thing is, but...
Has their breaking point.
But everyone has their breaking point.
Especially if you're also taking a lot of medication, because the medication also have a lot of toxins in them. And again, those nanoparticulates, and those side effects are, one, because of the toxins that they put in there, but two, because it is clogging up the organs, the blood vessels, and the mucous membrane.
So a lot of medications at the end of the day is basically rob Peter to pay Paul. The thing is, and we, one of the reasons we call our company Radiant Alchemy is we understand it. See, the body is so amazing that, say, for instance, if you didn't have vitamin C, it can reach somewhere else. The thing is, and pull it into being and make vitamin C, make vitamin E, make vitamin A, make vitamin D. The thing is, your body will do that.
It's
very resourceful. But guess what? That's time sensitive. It can only do that for so long. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a whole lot of people right now where that's what's going on in their body right now, because when your body doesn't have what it needs, then it will start making it up. But it only can do it for so long if you don't reach out and shift it and take it out of that emergency mode. That's the emergency mode, right? You see, when it's creating other stuff for other stuff, that's the emergency mode. But we can't.
You can't live on that.
It's like
riding around on a donut for 5 years. On the car.
Right.
The major problem is
I remember back in the day when our grandparents and parents used to give us oil, like castor oil and things. So like our car? We have to put oil in it. So what about black seed oil and things like that? What's a good oil to keep ourselves lubricated?
So we actually we use black seed oil. We use castor oil for different things, for use on skin and hair, and lubrication for enemas and things. And we also, we use the fish oil. You know, I know. And my husband just went the other day and got our favorite brand of cod liver oil. So
okay,
it works.
Yeah.
It still works.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We just make sure we get a good brand. And, you know, we just make sure that the stuff that we do get, we have our brands that we like, that still are high quality, are organic for real. And, you know, we use it on a daily basis, and we only change and add in new things when our body tells us it's time, you know, there's something else that's needed. But we have to pay attention to what our body is telling us, have a close relationship with our body, you know?
Exactly.
And a lot of people don't do that. Yeah. They're not noticing, you know, I notice that I started to have feel like one of my hands, I'm a lefty. I use my left mostly and sometimes, but my left hand was starting to get weak. And I noticed I hadn't done my magnesium in a few days, okay? Which most people, they'll take their CalMag or the other one I think that was popular. But what a lot of people don't realize is magnesium is most absorbable through the skin.
Transdermal.
Okay? You can take that pill, but it's only going to go into your...
So a large percentage of the... when you take magnesium, a large percentage of that gets thrown away inside of your stomach. And it doesn't reach it up. Now, magnesium has... how many jobs does the magnesium have?
44,000 jobs. 44,000 systems in the body need magnesium to function, and most people are basically running on empty when it comes to magnesium.
So we need magnesium.
Transdermal
magnesium,
okay.
And it's easy. We make it. There's an oil that you make from magnesium flakes, and basically what you do is that you're just going to put it all over your skin. And then, definitely.
And the mucous membrane. So we have people put it in the most important place for the lymph nodes, and that is the armpit.
So your lymph nodes is your drainage system. It's your sewage system of the body. Yes. See, a lot of people don't understand it. Once your lymph nodes get clogged, okay, that's like if we were going outside and all of the sewage system was spitting out all the garbage back out of sewage water out onto the street. Well, our bodies actually does that more often than most people would think. If your lymph nodes get clogged up, the thing is, and it's not able.
And you know how they get clogged up, the lymph nodes? Antiperspirant.
Yeah.
Because it has another kind of oxide in it, an aluminum oxide, which is clogging up the pores so that you don't sweat. But what happens if you don't sweat and the toxins can't come out? That's when you get breast cancer and things like that.
Right now, the breast cancer is such an alarming rate. We just had one of our cousins who, you know, got married, beautiful marriage. She got married a year before the all hell broke loose. She got married in 2019. And, a few months ago, she was told she had breast cancer, 26 years old in both breasts. The thing is, if folks don't take this stuff seriously, and our family has no record, a history of breast cancer. This
None.
So this is all what's happening. So remember that you say, oh, well, you know, they got a history. No. My family may have one person out of all our lineage that basically, we didn't have, we didn't die of cancer. We didn't die of breast cancer. No, we had some problems with diabetes, but none of the women were dying of breast cancer. Now, all of a sudden, here this one girl comes up with breast cancer, and it's because of the diet, it's because of nutrition, it's because of, you know, how she lived, what's going on in their house.
The Glade plug-in,
you know what I mean?
All these plastic, you know,
A lot of people have mold in their houses. And here's the thing is, so Jersey just recently had this crazy storm that came up from Louisiana. There were thousands of people whose basements flooded out.
Probably more than that.
Thousands and thousands of people all over Jersey, their basements flooded out. Now, here's the bad thing up. That's going to turn into mold. Some of this is going to be black mold. So a lot of people don't understand that, number one, when the force of nature changes its tides, and, you know, and in our town alone, you could see people had all the wet garbage and stuff from the basement. Just saying, they had to pull it up, and it was aligned along the street so that the garbage men could pick it up. So now the point being is that we got to fight. So I think it was Katrina? No, not
Sandy.
Katrina. Sandy. We had Sandy. And from Sandy, a lot of people had basements that flooded out, and that's when the black mold started.
Now it's
a problem, and it's a problem with a lot of people. So I say to people, you know, be mindful of where you live, because your home could be a death trap, and you don't even know it.
For real. Behind the walls, especially if you live in an old.
Now I'm looking here at your site, and I'm seeing some of the services that you give. Now, are you doing online, or is this they have to come to you?
Well, it depends on the service. Most services that we do are online. You may see the RAT, which we do for people.
Now, what's
and
that?
And even that is a very powerful tool.
RAT.
It's a very powerful tool that we have been using for many, many years to help people who have all sorts of toxins in their body, from cancer on down the line. and can be used mm-hmm. every single day until the person goes back for their next checkup for whatever the issue is. So when people are not mm-hmm. in our area, what we do now is we sell the instructions on how to do your own wrap with pictures and everything,
okay.
which we have never done before. But this is the first time.
Okay.
Is we've had some people who've
okay.
gotten serious issues, cancer and things like that, who have now reversed symptoms by using this wrap on the having their family members do it on them, you know, with our guidance
mm-hmm.
in the beginning until they get it down, and
mm-hmm.
seeing amazing
okay.
results, going back and getting a checkup and seeing that everything's negative now, you know, instead of
mm-hmm.
positive, and they're in good health.
Okay, excellent. Now, I'm also seeing healing tools. What is the healing tools?
So we have many different healing tools. So one of the newest and easiest healing tool to work with that my husband has created is the Tesla Healing Wand. And in fact, I just went to get my hair done tonight. So I put it in my pocket because I knew it was going to be sitting in that chair with some of our other healing
mm-hmm.
tools that he's created. So I didn't have to be picking
mm-hmm.
up any energy off of the person.
Mm.
Because let's be for real. Every time we connect
right.
with someone, especially if they're sitting in your chair for 4 hours, you're going to pick something up from them. Some of it good, some not
so
good.
Right.
Especially right now. So I had it sitting in my pocket, and I hopped up out of that chair, and I got back to the house, and I was like, I'm ready to party. Okay, I wasn't, because, you know, I used to get out of the chair when I was a kid, and I would always tell my mom, because I'm an empath, and I always knew I was.
Mm-hmm.
I hated getting my
mm-hmm.
hair done, because every time I finished,
mm-hmm.
I felt like I was going to get sick. And
mm-hmm.
I didn't even want my family members doing it. That's how sensitive I was. So now
okay.
it's the other
wow.
way around because we have our healing tool. Very powerful because
okay.
you can heal your body with it.
Okay.
So if you go through, you'll see we've been healers for a while, and we have quite a few different devices and practices and stuff that you can go through. I mean, it's a cornucopia of different healing tools that
from around the world.
From around the world, and they work. And as I say to you, you know, it's you know, check it out. And for those
mm-hmm.
who can't get their head around it, what we do offer is what we call remote healing,
yeah.
Where we're
yeah.
able. Now listen, in the same way
awesome.
that the man can send these negative frequencies. To knock your body down, to make it weak. The thing is,
mm-hmm.
we are able to do it in the reverse order. So we send out
yes.
through remote healing the healing energy needed to help heal your body and
body, mind, and spirit depending
and
on the person's issue.
And
yes.
so we know
yes.
how well it
yes.
was because we had a guy in Rikers Island, and he was in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And we sent him these healing interviews to him while he was in jail, and he wasn't even a believer but what we know is that his wife, over time, you know, came a little loose about how she was with her own practices. He called her up and said, "Hey, what's going on? Are those guys over there still doing what they're doing?" Now,
he said, "What about that distance healing?
The thing is,
do you still talk to them? What's
so
going on?"
Is, that's what a testament of understanding.
Wow.
Because at the end of the day, the thing is,
it works.
And that's what
mm-hmm.
I say to people. The thing is, the world still moves on. This is a high-tech world that we live in. And if you don't have high-tech tools to deal with what they're sending at you, then guess what? your collateral damage. You're just saying yes.
Absolutely.
And nobody is going to care. Just saying yes. This is the survival of the fittest. Just saying yes. And we all make a determination from, you know, every step along the way from food, nutrition, whatever may be the case. So I invite everyone to check out our website and check out, Derek, you know, it may be strange to some people, but at the end of the day, you just say, yes, you have a choice.
And you can go to our Google page and see our reviews.
We have good
5 stars across the board.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we've been doing this for a long time.
I mean, my point being is that, you know, you can put your faith in Western medicine. You're just saying, which will, we know at the end of the day, means nothing anymore. Just saying, yeah.
Nothing means anything without results.
Yeah.
And results.
Western medicine, you just saying, yeah, get on it. Guess what? They don't care. They're going to put you on 10, 15 good average person that has at least 68 drugs. That's average.
Making money and the person getting weaker.
My mother, when she was sick, I mean, she was a southern woman. She was ignorant to a lot of stuff. The love of death, she was a good Christian woman. But at the end of the day, they had on about 20 different medications. You understand that? And then any of it didn't do her good. I mean, she still ended up on the dialysis machine. She still ended up dying in 5 years from being on the machine.
Yeah.
This is just what happened. But I'm here to tell you that we have the means, we have the technology,
and we have the tools.
As the tool that we can change that destiny. We can change whatever it is that people have decided on. We don't have to die somewhere on the side of the road because we didn't understand it.
Right, like our ancestors did.
I mean, at the end of it, my point being is that they couldn't kill us. You just saying yes. We took the castor oil. Just saying yes. We took whatever was needed. And
the
turpentine
on the sugar cube.
The turpentine on the sugar cube.
Yes.
Like Dr. Daniel talked about.
That.
You know.
Yes. I remember that.
The one thing we stayed. You know, we were able to keep ourselves going as such.
But now we need to take it to another
level. Now we have to take it to another level.
Yes.
Because now they're using technology now to maybe to strip us of our life force.
And technology that is above most people's heads.
But how I look at it is that, you know, to me, what this is doing, we are quantum. We like to
absolutely.
Ultimate. We are quantum computer. And it's like
this is why we call it quantum healing.
Intelligence. Yeah,
absolutely,
and we are
absolutely.
Divine intelligence. And to me, divine
yes, we
intelligent
are.
Anything artificial cannot beat the real thing. So what
absolutely
doing
not
is,
when we're
is,
doing
is,
what we need
let,
to be doing. That is the truth.
Exactly, and it's making us realize who we are and what we are and what we can do. That's what it's doing.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
You know,
this is true.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to open the lines up just in case the people have a question or comment that you would like to ask Reverend Brown and Mr. Brown. And the number here is 323-642-1586. 323-642-1586 and push the number 1. So this is the time you have the experts here. This is the time to ask the questions that you want for wellness. So this is solutions to get out of this situation that they are throwing at us here. So let's see who we have here. 305-791. Do you have a question or comment? 305-791. Okay.
I think, you know.
Yeah. They just listened and they had a hand raised.
Eric, did you have a question or comment that you wanted to say?
Yeah, I want to know if y'all still promote that ancient tobacco. Y'all still doing that tobacco? Y'all still microdosing?
One of the things that a lot of people don't realize is that our ancestors are, indigenous ancestors of the land. They use tobacco for so many different things in their daily life, and that when the man got it, they just used it to smoke. We use it to pull things out of the skin. We use it to drink, to help to clear the mind, and to also help us to travel outside of our daily issues so that we can expand and create things that are going to help people to heal. And yes, it is like a mini trip, okay? Because you're going outside of your daily stresses and your body is getting relaxed enough to do the healing that it needs. Because part of the reason so many people don't heal is because they keep you stressed out 24/7. We got the news on, we're seeing how many people died, what's wrong in the world, what food is killing us, okay? That's what we're seeing on there, so it's got everybody stressed out. We drink that tobacco coffee that you see on there, and we are perfectly fine, food digested, blissed out, and then we go into creation mode, and we perfect our tools that we use that you see on the site, work on certain people's distance healing to keep rewriting their health, right, and erasing any illnesses that are going on with them and things like that. And we get into activation mode after we drink that tobacco coffee. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing. We're very blessed. We thank our ancestors for that.
And so yes, people can order that on your site. They can go on your site and order the tobacco coffee.
Okay. Yes, Zen Tobacco Coffee. And we named it Zen because that's the feeling that you get when you drink it. It's not like coffee where you get hyped up. It's a blend of the two so that the tobacco doesn't make you want to go to sleep. But what happens is it allows you to reach that limbic brain so that you can get more of whatever your truth is at that moment to help you to move forward.
So I just wanted to say that our new thing that we're doing is called the it's called the healing disc, and it's a large disc, and you place the disc anywhere on your body. And I suggest that, folks that can definitely try it out, because what it does, it blocks these frequencies,
the AI
frequencies, different frequencies that come in on you
and attack your body,
at night. And that's what's going on is that I have so many people talk about.
I wake
Dr.
up
Brown,
and I'm still tired.
You know, Reverend Sophia, I can't get any sleep. The thing is, I'm just all kind of wandering through my whole life process because I can't get enough sleep. But you can take this disc and put it anywhere on your body, and it will allow your body to do what it does. Now, remember, your body is a communication system. And the point being is, when we talk about the nanoparticulates and stuff as such, what they're doing at the end of the day is they're blocking your body to be able
to
heal itself. And it heals itself by communicating to, hey, we need a bunch of vitamin C over here. You know, hey, we need to remove the inflammation over here on the side of your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder. The thing is, when the body can't communicate to different parts of itself, now the lines of communication get broken down.
Then it can't heal.
And now it can't heal. And then the number one thing that's causing so much illness among us now is inflammation. And at a point being,
yeah.
And you see it in everybody. They look completely different because their entire body is inflamed.
But see, there's a good side to inflammation. When the body is operating in the way that it should, it needs inflammation in that process. Just saying it. In order, tell the body where to go to heal. But when the lines of communication get crossed, then the body just continuously produces inflammation. And now you got it.
There's a disconnect in the communication system, and this is one of the reasons why COVID is so dangerous because, again, let's go back to that GO, that graphene oxide. The nano in there is continuously turning off the communication system. It's like the line is being cut, okay? Like you go to pick up your phone, but the line's been cut. You go fix it, then you go to make another call because now, you know, it's fixed, but it's been cut again. And this is what's going on everywhere because the clouds are being seeded with this stuff. It's coming down in the rain. This is why so many people had flooding, because when this graphene oxide in the rainwater comes down, it is eroding concrete. It is eroding dirt paths that have been in our forest for generations. It's happening everywhere.
So the great thing about the disc, the folks out there listening, if they're looking for something that definitely is going to shift and change something really quick, because, you need to talk to a person that's skilled in the area of understanding supplements and nutrition. But, you know, for some of us who need to fix the problem, begin to pick it up as quickly as possible. I would suggest the disc, because the disc is going to, number one, block off certain frequencies that come into your body. Now, the great thing about the human body that it's amazing at healing itself. Because, number one, if even a good doctor, I tell you, all he did was did what was necessary so the body can heal itself. And the disc, you just say, yeah, because the healing disc allows your body to heal itself. Just say, yeah, it allows it to, number one, does what it do best. And that's what it does, and it heals us. You just say, yeah, because a lot of what's going on is it's blocking us, those frequencies are blocking us from healing ourselves. And the graphene,
graphene oxide
that's there, it will hold it into a certain place of stasis so that, number one, that your body can move past that. The thing is, and begin the healing process, because I don't care what they do. The thing is, Mother Nature, the thing, the creator, the thing is, there's nothing that's bigger there's nothing bigger than God. God is the Alpha and God is the Omega. So there's nothing that we can create, even with what they have, that there is a fix for it. The thing is, and that's the greatness of what we do. The thing is, because I'm not going to never sit up and, blah, 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 they got us now. No, they don't have us now. Because if they have us, that's because now our minds are now too focused on how amazing, how powerful, how resourceful, how, number one, that we can tap into places in our body that's amazing. Miracles still happen. The thing is, miracles happen every day. And miracles happen in our bodies every day. The thing is, but we got to get out of the way. The thing is, and allow something, the thing is, sit. I tell my wife when she gets into this, listen, you need to get in the passenger seat and let God get in the driver's seat. The thing is, and that's when it comes to our bodies, the thing is, we got to get in the passenger seat and allow something greater than ourselves to take place. And that's what I have. The healing disc is about, the thing is it allowing the God within you to come forth. Just saying yes and just
now,
saying yes, and just allowing that to happen now.
Now, I'm looking at the frequency wave generator. Is that what you're talking about, or is this something else? It kills virus and parasites quickly? Is that the gist or that you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
The one that says super, hold on one second, let me just go there. It's the one that says the super healing, hold on one second. Let me just go into the study. Okay, yes. Well, yeah, but there's three. The one that's $70, that's the one. So if you go in and there are three different, there are three different options. Once you go to the bottom, it asks you which one you'd like. So the first option is just the frequency wave generator, and that's $50.
Okay. Okay.
And then underneath that.
I see the healing one.
Underneath that, give me one second. So the frequency wave generator, when you click on that button and open it up, it has three different ones to choose from. And the one that is the last, the one on the bottom, is the one that has the disc.
Okay. Okay. I see it.
Yeah.
I see it. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely.
And you say
very powerful. Yes.
You put that.
And in fact, my husband.
Okay.
Yeah, my husband has upgraded protection image that we place on it that makes it even more powerful, especially if you're someone who is also having issues where you're not able to sleep that well. Or you're getting psychic attacks, I tend to get right before something big is about to happen. And so what I do is I fall asleep with it over my covering my face. I have to say, my entire life I have always had prophetic dreams since I was a child. But during this time with COVID, it has been very sporadic and difficult to keep them on so that I can get the information that I need, okay, for myself. I can do it easily if it's for a client or a customer, okay, but for myself sometimes it's more difficult.
It's
once he gave me the disc with the new symbol, oh, man, it's on. Visions left and right.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm seeing here also you have something for thyroids, and I'm starting to notice, even just in my family, that people are having more thyroid problems.
Yes. And the issue there, again, is the toxins that are in everything. Mm. This is why they load up so many different toxins. It assures that the body's vital organs will eventually, for the average person, break down, especially since they tell them, oh, you don't need those vitamins. That's a waste of money. Just, you know, go to your doctor and get a prescription for this. But the problem is these prescriptions are full of junk and literally gunk that blocks the body's ability to heal by causing excess inflammation, continuous inflammation. And it wears the body down organ by organ. But hey, at least the pharmaceutical companies are doing well, right? Because that's the point.
Oh, yeah.
They're billionaires, gazillionaires now. All of these families that sell drugs. And, you know, the only problem with this system, once you keep feeding it, they are the real drug dealers. They just get greedier and greedier, and that is what this shot and feeding the clouds with graphene oxide all about.
Right.
Because they want people sicker and they want them dumber.
I have another call.
Well, one of
let's see who this is. Wait, hold on. It's 614-362. 614-362. Are you there? 614.
Hey. Hey, hey, better love
yes.
to the family.
Yes, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I actually missed the broadcast,
okay.
but I'll go back and listen to it. I just
okay.
wanted to kind of come in on the tail end of a couple things you all just said.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Kwame, yes, you're correct. The young lady that was just speaking, correct.
Mm-hmm.
I am going
mm-hmm.
through this right now. It's just COVID. It's all this onset when they told us to go in the house. 5G is going through the walls, okay? I just got
Ooh.
Into it with the electric company today, AEP. Those frequencies coming through, they do attack you. I've had Lyme. I've had mold illness all during this time, and it has amplified stuff. So now they're telling me,
yes.
I just moved, oh, you can't have opt out your smart meter. It's the apartment complex choice. Please
Woo.
Get what you need to protect yourself. So please re-itinerate and tell me what those websites are so I can go back and look at it.
Wow.
Okay, what's
I'm
your
website? So sorry to hear that.
Reverend Brown, tell her your website.
The website is www.radiantalchemy.org. And you can look through, but what you really want to do is you want to go to the menu and click on the store, because that will show you more of the items that we just talked about that will help you to clear out some of these issues so that you can regain your health and your strength and keep your mind right, like we said, with that disc, because, if you can't sleep well, then your body is not going to be able to heal, which it sounds like you're going
your
through right now.
Your body can't heal, and you heal when you're asleep. You heal when you're asleep.
Right, exactly.
I want to make a quick comment. Brain controls
yes.
thyroid controls gut. So whatever's going on
Woo!
There, like you said, with the sleep and all that, it's all correlated.
Thank you. I like that. Straight to the point. Absolutely.
I
One,
see
two,
functional
three.
Medicine.
That's
I've seen a naturopath. I've been to all of them, okay? And it just boils down to
yep.
what we know and it's common sense. We heal in our sleep,
yes.
and they are disrupting this. And let me tell you now, if you go outside and look, I don't know where, but it looks like a real nice bright star up there. They're calling that a demon star. They say it's a satellite up there. That might be part of the problem that's continuing the disruption
Woo!
That's going on. You know,
I
know people
there.
Talk about there's supposed to be drones out there, you know?
Yes, there are.
It's
there
just,
are. And they are dropping.
We're on a new frontier. It's a mess. Thank you. Thank you all for
yes.
what you're doing.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
try
you,
to get
Tyler.
Something for plugs in the
uh-huh.
wall if you can.
Okay, try to get something
plugs
for bugs
in the
wall.
Plug?
Talk to me a little
yes,
bit.
Yes,
at a
minimum, that frequency coming in through your electricity. It ain't just the towers,
oh,
honey.
Yes.
They done put them chips in
oh,
them smart
yes.
meters.
This is the
okay.
truth. Okay, we're going to work
yeah.
on that. Because
all right.
Thank you. Thank you. Love y'all.
Thanks.
Yeah, prayer
but,
for me.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you know it.
Okay, thank you.
So,
okay, let's
gone.
Go to 651-334.
Okay.
You have
I'm
a question
Martin.
Or comment? I know we have a little delay. 651.
Hello.
334. Yes.
Oh, she's here.
You have a question or
Hi.
Comment?
I really think this is
not
here.
Hello? Okay.
All
righty. Okay. All right. So, again, kind of give out your information again so the listeners can know where to go to get the help that they need.
They can go to radiantalchemy.org. We're also
mm-hmm.
on, you can get our information if you just Google Radiant Alchemy Wellness and our Google Place page should show up, which will then take you to the site. Unfortunately, recently it was attacked and some of the information is missing, but you can still click directly to our site. And if anyone has any questions that you're not comfortable talking about on air, please give us a call. We do a free 15-minute consultation, and we can get you started on a more secure line for those of you who are having some major issues that you don't want to talk about on an open line. Because I know you're out there,
and what's your
phone? I understand.
Do you want to get your Do you want to get your number?
Oh, yes.
Do you want them to go to your website?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Our business line is 973-746-2700, and you can also text that line as well.
Oh, by the way, for the caller who had called in about the smart meter, I do a custom device that you put around the smart meter, and that lessens those toxic frequencies that are coming through the smart meter. So if that caller wants to give us a call later concerning that, we do have that's not online. That's something custom. But, you know, it's the price point. It's not going to be expensive or anything, but it will help with folks who have those smart meters, which is wreaking havoc on a lot of people's health.
Well, I want to thank you, Reverend, and Mr. Brown, for joining us, for giving us this information. And
thanks for having
us.
We enjoyed it.
The good work that both of you are doing. Keep it up. And it's so on time right now. You know, so we got all of this attack, but we got solutions. And you are definitely part of the solution here. And that's what we need to focus on, the solutions. And so, I mean, I'm just glad that both of y'all are here at the right time. This is your purpose. This is what you came here for. So we really appreciate you, and we will support you.
Thank you. You as well.
Okay. And
thanks for having
so
us.
Much.
We
appreciate
truly
you.
Enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you. We did, too.
Yes, thank
Excellent.
You.
Okay.
Wonderful.
All right. Okay, thank you so much. And Eric, we're going to play some music. Thank you. We're going to play some music, and then we'll go to our next guest.
Let's do it, Ben.
What are we playing here? Oh, I had to. What are we playing here? I know what I'm Okay, hold on, y'all. I was so busy into the conversation, I forgot about the music here. But that was excellent. I love what they're doing. And I just love it how they just both, they energy is just work together. I just love that. You know,
absolutely,
that's what
it's
about, the yin and the yang is really working together. Okay, here we go. Yes.
am watching you dance. I fall in a trance. Take me higher. Cleopatra, they were all sapphire.
Yes, that's Rick James with Sapphire, and you was listening to The Emotions. Now, our next guest is Kamaya. She's a birth worker. And, Kamaya, I need you to push number one so I can see where you at on the switchboard. Push the one here for me so I can see you. All right. I see. Let's see here. Okay, I don't know. I'm not seeing the number that you gave me. I don't know what number you are at. And
Bear, while we're waiting on our guest,
mm-hmm.
What was the first,
okay,
the very first song you played coming on tonight? Who was that by?
The first song that I played, oh yeah, it was Michelon, Michon, and it was called Young.
You, man, that was fire. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if this is 954. Is this my guess? Okay, let's see here. I am going to play some more music because I don't know if, hold on, let me try this one. 305, is this the guest?
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, is this Kamaya?
Yes, this is Kamaya. Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes,
Uh-oh.
Can you
Hello?
Hear me?
Oh, my gosh, yes, I can hear you. Yes, I'm
okay,
here.
Okay, thank you. I was looking for another number. This is a different number. Okay, all right.
I don't know why it came through like that. No worries.
Okay, I found you. That's important. Well, Kamaya, tell us, what is a birth worker?
So a birth worker
tell us
in
what
general
you do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So a birth worker in general is someone that operates in different realms of the birthing community. So whether you are a midwife or a doula or a postpartum doula or a midwife assistant or a placenta encapsulator, no matter what you do in helping the woman through the pregnancy, whether you are a pregnancy educator or a childbirth educator, that kind of pretty much wraps up what a birth worker is. And that's me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, kind of walk us through that. If a person, you know, because a lot of people with the COVID and all of that that's going on, they don't want to have their child in the hospital. So what's the process? How would they be able to have the child without being in the hospital? And a lot of people, you know, they like, well, you need to be in the hospital because if it's complication, you right here with all the equipment, you know. And so tell us how that works.
Okay, so for those women that don't want to give birth in a hospital setting, you have the option to either have a home birth or a birth center birth. So the home birth can look like many different things. You have midwives that will come to your hotel if you're booking a hotel, or come to your family home, or come to your aunt's home and help you deliver your baby. And they'll provide all of your prenatal care and your postpartum care for you. So it would be the same as going to your OB. Understand that a midwife is a trained professional that has received her training, her certification, and everything that is woman. So she is very well educated, and a lot of people don't understand how educated a midwife is, but she's very well educated in everything that is woman. So outside of her coming to your home or your place of dwelling, you can also come to the birth center. And birth centers are different depending on where you are. Some hospitals actually have an extension in which, you know, they provide birth center services. Now, inside of a birth center, you can have a water birth, or you can have, you know, your own little room in which you're giving birth. And basically, you have the time that you need to deliver your baby. In regards to, in case of emergency, all of the birth centers and all of the midwives, they have what you call backup doctors. So if there is an emergency during your prenatals, when you're seeing your midwives, they are going over an emergency care plan with you. So that means if in case of emergency, which hospital will you be transferred to, which doctor you'll be seeing. And all of the birth centers are strategically placed pretty close to a hospital just in case. But also understand that midwives and their assistants are trained to deal with emergency situations also. So if the baby isn't breathing, if mommy's O2 levels are dropping, you know, they have oxygen there. They, you know, have tricks of the trade in which they, you know, use to keep mommy healthy. And also know that midwives only deal with healthy pregnancies. So if you are at risk, then you're not going to be getting care strictly from a midwife, but you do have the option to receive what they call collaborative care, in which a doctor and a midwife is putting together a care plan for you, and the midwife is basically providing all of your prenatal care under the supervision of a doctor.
Okay, okay. So you don't have to, because that's where I hear a lot of the people have concerns about, you know, if they have complications, they don't have time to get to the hospital. But the people that's there are definitely trained here to help you. And so do you work with the mothers before they give birth? When do the mothers come to you? When they do they go to you with the prenatal care along with their doctors? How does that work?
So your midwife, they would hire a midwife as soon as they find out they're pregnant, because as soon as you find out you're pregnant,
okay,
you can start your prenatal care, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're hiring a midwife for prenatal care and you are not high risk, she's providing all of the care that you need. He or she, because we have male midwives also, they're providing all of the care that you need throughout your whole pregnancy. If a referral is needed outside of their scope, then they would refer you out. But throughout your whole pregnancy, your midwife is caring for you.
Okay, okay. Now, once you have the baby, do they take the baby to the hospital? You make an appointment so the doctor can check the baby, or you just go home with the baby?
Oh, so that's the fun part, right? So if you're having a home birth, you're already home. Your midwife is there to make sure that you're stable. And once all of your vitals are stable and baby's vitals are stable, they clean up, pack everything up, and you're home. You are in the presence of your home, comfortable, eating the food that you like, and just in your comfort. There's no adjustment. You know, usually if you give birth in the hospital, there's that adjustment to coming home, and it's like, oh, my gosh, now what? I'm home. Because you have all these nurses that check in on you and interrupt your sleep. You don't have that if you're having a home birth. Now, if you're having a birth center birth, in general, it's 4 hours. So you're there for 4 hours to make sure that your vitals are stable, make sure baby is stable, make sure you had a meal, make sure you are able to have that you can release your urine, making sure that you can walk, and then you are sent home after 4 hours. So then you can bond with your baby. Yeah, but I think a lot of that fear. I'm sorry. I think a lot of that fear that you were talking about with people, with the individual saying, you know, what if there's an emergency? I think that stems from the what has been kind of forced inside of majority of the people head, whether you male or female, and not trusting your body. So Western medicine has done a really good job with, you know, making us not trust our body's abilities to do what it needs to do, whether it's healing itself or growing life, you know. And that's part that's part of having a midwife, because a midwife does more than just provide your prenatal care. They also educate you. So at the birth center, you get childbirth education classes, infant care classes, and it's basically to teach you what's normal. Because, you know, during pregnancy, during labor, you know, there's a lot of things that's going on that for first-time moms, their body has never been through it. So they don't see it as normal. And if you look at the movies, you know, they don't show it as normal. If you look at TV, they don't show it as normal. So as you're learning to retrust your body, you know, and that has a lot to do with releasing that fear of what if something happens. If you're having a healthy pregnancy, why would you fear delivering your baby? If you're having a healthy pregnancy.
Right. And like you say, you're not going to do high-risk mothers, you know, like mothers that have diabetes or there's could be some complications. You recommend that they have their birth at the hospital. Now, I'm noticing that a lot of women are getting C-sections. You know, and it's like, it seems like it's more C-sections than the baby coming through the canal, the womb.
Right. Yeah, rates were really high. They're actually, the C-section rates are actually coming down within the past, like 5 years, because people have actually been advocating for natural births, because in a lot of communities where you would have multiple babies, you can only have so many C-sections before you're not able to have children. anymore, where C-sections used to be looked at as more of a luxury thing. It's like, okay, well, you can plan it. You know, if you had women that were planning their C-sections on Valentine's Day so they can have a Valentine's Day baby, you know, or their induction close to, you know, a great-grandparent's birthday because they wanted to have that memory. You know, it has its place, you know, in situations where, you know, it is truly an emergency and they have to get that baby out right away. But then a lot of, you know, times it doesn't normally, it doesn't truly have its place. But in regards to your question with the C-sections, the rates are actually dropping because there are people that are advocating.
Okay.
And there are women that and families that are in their stage of family planning that are demanding a chance at having a vaginal birth. They understand the benefits of it, and I think that comes along with the education that's out there for people to reach out to. And now they're learning more about themselves, and they're learning the benefits of having a vaginal birth. They're learning, you know, the cons to having a C-section. So they're at least wanting to try to have that vaginal birth. And most of the women that are dedicated to it and want to try it, more than likely they have it.
Okay. Now, also, now, I know, like in the hospital, when the baby come out, they cut the cord right away. But from my understanding, you're not supposed to cut the cord right away. You're supposed to let it continue for a while. Do y'all do that?
Right.
Or do y'all cut the cord right away?
Yes. So most midwives and natural births consist of delayed cord clamping. Inside certain hospitals, you can request it also. So even if you are having a hospital birth, you can request delayed cord clamping. And, you know, if they're nice enough, they'll give it to you. But basically, the placenta, the cord is attached to the placenta. And there are so many benefits to letting that blood continue to pump even after that baby is out. Because even after that baby is out, the placenta is still attached to mom until she delivers that placenta. And even after she delivers that placenta, blood is still pumping from that placenta to the baby. And in that blood, you know, that's a portion of your baby's blood volume that is being administered to them. That is immunity benefits that is being administered to your baby. That is a nice adjustment period for your baby because now you have to think about what's in blood, oxygen, right? So your baby is making that transition into the world, into breathing. And if you can help your baby with their CO2 levels and if you can help them, you know, with that oxygen transfer, why not?
Now, is more people getting the birth, I call it dry birth and wet birth, you know, having birth in the water, or are they more of them still having it where, you know, just the baby come out without the water?
So it's a toss-up, right? So you have some women that are, you know, super interested in having a water birth, and you have some women that are just wanting to have a peaceful birth. You know, it's totally up to the woman. You have some women that try it, and it just does, it's a hard adjustment for them because it's, you know, it's something for you to wrap your mind around. And you have some women that just relax and dwell in the comfort of water because water provides so many comfort measures, especially during birth, that your body can work with. You know, they find that pleasure in that and they deliver their baby just fine.
Excellent. And what about the pain? You know, the pain is just awful during the birth. So do you give medicine or do you do natural birth? How does that work?
Okay, so you have different type of midwives, right? So you have different type of midwives. You have midwives that are nurse midwives that do home and birth center birth. And the nurse midwives, their scope of medicine is a little different. So they have a different range of medications that they can provides the woman, but not really much for pain. And you have your lay midwives, which is your traditional certified midwife, where their scope of medicine that they can provide to you is a little less. You know, they can't provide that much. But in general, most mm-hmm. women that seek midwifery care, they are very clear in the understanding that you are going for a non-medicated birth. And that's okay. where, you know, education plays a huge role, because once you wrap your mind around that, birth is not as painful, because sometimes we go in thinking, oh my God, these contractions hurt so bad. Without understanding that without that pain, without that pressure, without those waves that are happening into your body, your baby will not come into this world. So sometimes it's more about perception and more about what you're learning and how you interact with your body than it is what is actually going on. So if you're thinking with each contraction, like, okay, this contraction is going to last 60 seconds. 60 seconds in the hour is very minor. So if I'm having a contraction mm-hmm. that's going to peak for 30 seconds and then it's going to die down and then I can take a breather, you can get through that intensity a whole lot easier than every time you have a contraction, you're anticipating pain and you're out of control and you're not breathing and you're panicking, right? So that would be the mm-hmm. role of the doula, or even sometimes your midwife or your midwife assistant will step in and help you regulate your breathing, will help you understand what's going on, will calm you down, will count for you, you know, will give you massage. You have a lot of doulas that provide non-medical pain management, in which they would do like acupressure, or they would do some women do acupuncture during labor. Some women, you know, you can use the things that you have around you, from a hot compress to a cold compress to hip compression, using your birthing ball, which is like a giant workout ball, your peanut mm-hmm. ball, you know, making sure that you're able to move freely during labor, because sometimes it's just listening to your body. A lot of that pain comes in to women when they're in labor, when they're just laying on their back, because you have to think how gravity works. Mm-hmm. If you're laying on your back and your body's pushing out towards your vagina and the gravity's pulling mm-hmm. down towards your back, you know, it's kind of counterproductive, right, compared to if you stand up mm-hmm. and your body's pushing down through your vagina and your vagina is mm-hmm. facing the ground, then gravity's doing right. what it needs to do, and it's going to help you along.
So that's how a lot of the women are having the babies. They're standing up and you catch the baby or something when it comes out. A lot of them are having?
It totally depends on that woman. You have midwives that have delivered babies with the mom, you know, with one leg cocked up on the couch. You know, you have women that will labor their whole labor standing up and walking around, and when it comes time to push the baby out, they lay on their side. You know, you have some women that squat when they're delivering their baby. So it just totally depends on that mom and the flexibility of that midwife.
Okay. Now, also, like in hospitals, you have some mothers that be in labor for 12 hours, you know. So if you are in a center, and just say, you said the average time is like 4 hours. What if you, you know, in labor mm-hmm. for 2 days? I mean, do you stay there or do they go home and you come back?
Okay, so first of all, the average first-time mom can be in labor from 12 to 24 hours. You got to understand, like, the body, a first-time mom, the body has to kind of figure out what it needs to do. So the body is trying to figure out what to do with these hormones that are, you know, becoming abundant now that she's in labor. Mm-hmm. The body has to figure out muscle mm-hmm. memory. It's like, okay, wait, I know the uterus is contracting. Is this cervix supposed to dilate too? And then, you know, it has to develop a rhythm. So then at that mm-hmm. point, as a woman body starts to develop a rhythm, she would come in, the midwife can check her, or the midwife will come to her and check her or listen to her and find out what's going on. And then she's not admitted until she's actually in active labor. And active labor is basically when your contractions are 10 minutes apart. I'm sorry. Yeah, 10 minutes apart. And, you know, you have a nice little rhythm. So, and that means that they're actually progressing. So they're becoming more frequently, a lot stronger. So I think where we hear those stories of, oh, my God, I was in labor for 24 hours, that may be from that very first
right.
time that woman was feeling an inconsistent contraction. And that probably could be she was feeling a contraction every 30 minutes and then every 5 minutes and then every hour. And then she went to sleep for 6 hours and then she woke back up to contractions. And that's just the body
okay.
Getting a rhythm. But it's actually normal
mm-hmm.
for that to happen. And as with each additional child, your labor is actually reduced in time.
Okay. Okay. Now,
because at that point, your body knows what to do.
Okay. Okay. Now, is the father or boyfriend, are they able to be right there with the mom? Can they go through the training with her, or they just come in doing the birthing part?
So it is actually not necessarily required, but is definitely requested that mm-hmm. the partner is there during the learning process, during the prenatals. The partner is constantly incorporated. It's actually more of a family affair, so it's actually pretty beautiful. So where you have the women that may have like blended families where they may
mm-hmm.
have started, they may have had children and they want their other children to be involved with the birth in a home birth setting and in a birth center setting, you can have the children,
mm-hmm.
you know, interact with the mom, bring her ice, bring her food. You know, she can eat.
Oh,
women are allowed to eat
right.
during labor, which, you know, is totally necessary. To help gain your energy and gain, you know, the things that you need, the nutrients that you need for labor. But
mm-hmm.
it's beautiful because, yeah, we do encourage for the partner to be involved and to be there and support as much as possible.
Excellent. Because I know when I had my second child, my first child was there, but, you know, when they took me into the labor room, it was like, he had to leave, you know, and that would have just been really nice if he would have been able to be there too, you know, to witness it. So, you know, that's good because in the hospital they make the children it's not allowed, at least back in the day they were. So,
right. They're still kind
of
like that for the most part.
They still like that. Okay.
Yeah,
and does anybody have any questions? Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Unless you have a child that, you know, can really just sit back and watch without interfering
mm-hmm.
or being in the way, they'll definitely
mm-hmm.
usher people out of the room. But hospitals are, you know, family friendly. But definitely a birth center or home birth is way more family friendly than than any hospital.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So if anybody have any questions or comment, call 323-642-1586 and push number 1. So if you have, you know, if you're thinking about giving a home birth or going to a birthing center, you know, this is a good time to ask questions. If it's something that you and your partner is thinking about here. So what about classes, learning how to be a birth worker?
Okay. So there are
somebody wants to do that.
Mm-hmm. There are so many avenues to
mm-hmm.
take. BirthWork South Florida, we offer doula trainings for birth doulas and postpartum doulas. So the birth
mm-hmm.
doula role is basically being there with the mom, giving childbirth education, providing infant care education, and making sure the mom understands what's going to happen during her labor, helping her develop a care plan, helping her develop her birth plan, basically. Letting her know what her
mm-hmm.
options are and being there for her, finding out what her what her calming cues are, finding out what her creature comforts are, because some people may have some, mm-hmm. you know, very interesting creature comforts where, you know, it may be like, okay, I just feel so relaxed in the shower, or I want to labor throughout my whole shower. I just want you to play me some mm-hmm. smooth jazz, or, you know, some tribal okay. music, or, you know, I want to listen to my Erykah Badu, whatever it is their mm-hmm. comfort level is, that's mm-hmm. what your birth doula will provide. She sets the scene, she educates, and she follows you throughout your whole pregnancy, and she's there to support you postpartum if you need breastfeeding help or just to kind of break down your birth and just to make sure that you're healing properly. Now, your postpartum doula is someone that would come in after you deliver your baby. They would help you with infant care. They would help you heal, and they help get your house on a rhythm. So, you know, like, I don't know if you remember when you brought your baby home. It's kind of like a surreal feeling. Mm-hmm. It's an adjustment because it's like, okay, wait, do I go to sleep when the baby goes to sleep? Even though I'm tired, I'm just going to let the baby sleep and I'm going to mm-hmm. wash the dishes. But then I'm not mm-hmm. thinking about making a meal because I don't want to make any noise to wake this baby up. So I'm just going to kind of grab right. whatever. So then you're not eating the best. Your postpartum doula is there to help you heal and welcome you into parenthood. Now, none of these okay. roles are, like, super new. Like, these roles are something that has been, like, ingrained in history. So there's so much mm-hmm. history, like, drenched in midwifery and what we would call, what we're calling doula care now, but it's basically, like, caring for the pregnant woman and caring for the postpartum woman. And it looked different, you know, around mm-hmm. the world, but either way, we would gather to care for our women. During pregnancy and after pregnancy, so that that woman doesn't miss a beat. You know, she's not overlooked. She's still mm-hmm. cared for. But that's basically mm-hmm. what your postpartum doula would do. Your postpartum doula will come in, make sure that you're sleeping, make sure that you're eating, make sure that you're healing properly, making sure that baby's on a good schedule, making sure that your milk mm-hmm. is abundant if you're deciding to breastfeed, helping you through your choices. So even if you decide not to breastfeed, you know, helping you find out which formulas would best fit your baby and mm-hmm. helping you along the lines of how to find that formula. So so with birth in South Florida, yeah, you can train. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. How long do the doula come in after the birth? Is it a certain time period that they come in and check on you?
So we always recommend 6 weeks for your postpartum doula. Within that 6 week time okay. frame, you know, you're healing, you can catch a rhythm. Even though postpartum depression is known to set in after the 6 weeks, because that's when most people, their help kind of recedes at that point. So everybody, once you deliver, everybody's there and they're bringing you food and they're taking care of you. And then it's something about that 6 week where everybody's like, oh, she's good now. And, you know, mm-hmm. she should be healed now. You know, the doctor said she should mm-hmm. be good. Her midwife said she should be good. She's fine. And then postpartum depression kicks in for more women than we actually know because that care mm-hmm. kind of recedes. The hormones are peaking. So it's always recommended that you get care past that 6 week.
Okay. Now, do they offer these classes like in colleges, or you have to go to certain places to take these to become a birth worker?
No, not at all. So if you're looking to become a midwife, there are universities out here that provide and programs that provide the midwifery training, mm-hmm. and then you would have to sit for the NARM exam. And then once you sit for the NARM and you pass mm-hmm. it, then you would be certified after getting your hours and your catches in. Of course, you have to get your clinicals. And now mm-hmm. if – and then you also have the path of which you can become a midwife by being a registered nurse, and then you can challenge mm-hmm. the NARM and then still take your midwifery classes, but then you won't have to take the NARM. Now, if you want to become a birth okay. doula, there's so many – it's the birth doula realm and the postpartum doula realm is not regulated by any governing entity. So there's okay. so many different companies out there in which you can go through. One of the biggest ones that most people may know of is Dona. DONA is one. BirthWork South Florida is one. You can go through. There's a plethora. And some of them are just so cookie cutter. Like you can just pick one, and learn what you need to learn. And some of them, if you pick one, you don't learn what you need to learn. So, you know, when you're looking to become a birth doula or a postpartum doula, you know, definitely do your research. Definitely look into, you know, who's running that program. How long has that program been around? You know, what people have to say about them. How many people came out of that program that are actually working? Because, you know, some people take it up as a hobby and it's just like, oh, I'm a birth doula. Oh, my gosh, I catch babies. But you have some women that actually, you know, this is the work that we do. This is us. You know, so you want to make sure that you're wrapping you're mixing and mingling with people that this is the work that they do and it's not just a hobby.
Right, not a hobby. Right. And so how do people find you? I mean, how, like if I was looking for, you just go and Google it and see what's in your area. Is that how they find you?
Okay, so me personally, you can go to birthworksouthflorida.com, and that's everything spelled out. That's birthworksouthflorida.com. And they can log on to the site. And we service Palm Beach, Broward County, and Miami-Dade, so the Tri-County area. If you're looking for other doulas in your community, so if you're outside of the South Florida area and you're looking for a birth doula, there's so many forums on Facebook. There are, if you're looking for, you know, a certain certification or whatnot, yeah, you can just Google all of that. That's the World Wide Web, and we have complete access to it. And anyone that is worth, and some people that aren't worth being on the World Wide Web, you have access to it.
Right.
So you can definitely search them up and find out what's in your area. Just type in birth doula or postpartum doula in my area. Or go see your local birth center. So reach out and see what your local birth center has going on, or reach out to a local midwife in your area and see if they have any people that they work closely with, especially if you're looking to work with that midwife in particular. Sometimes they have people that they recommend. And, you know, those people are definitely worth their weight.
And what about insurance? Do insurance cover this, or this is something that you have to pay out your pocket?
So if you are looking for a home birth or a birth center birth, most insurance, including Medicaid, will cover a home birth and a birth center birth with your midwife. Now, as far as doula support services, because understand the midwife and your doula are two totally different people. So if you want doula support services, you have some insurance companies that will once you pay your doula, then your doula will provide you with a super receipt. And once you get your super receipt, then you will go ahead and submit it to your insurance company and they will reimburse you. You have some doulas that actually accept insurance. So they are they will take your insurance and they can bill your insurance directly. So definitely, you know, ask your doula, you know, hey, or the person that you're interested in, like, do you accept insurance? This is the insurance that I have. The Medicaid down here, they actually do provide, they actually do pay for doula services. So if your doula is enrolled in the Medicaid program with the insurance company, then they can bill Medicaid directly.
Okay. And so you don't require that a mother has to have her shots, and not some places they want you to be then had the shot. I call it the vaccination. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You are able to still work with them. Okay.
Definitely. So anybody that works with pregnant women, they take their own precautions to protect themselves, especially in a natural birthing community. You have most people that are in a natural birthing community, they're holistic in nature. So, you know, they come in understanding, you know, what they're looking for. They come in understanding the benefits and the possible consequences of, looking for the services that they're looking for.
Okay. Now, Eric, I know this is a woman's talk, but did you have any questions or comments? Are you still with us, Erica? Okay.
I think you've gone.
Eric might be stepped away. Yeah. So, again, tell us where we can, for those that's in the Florida, you are in the Florida area. For those that's in the Florida area, where can they contact you on your service?
So they can find us at birthworksouthflorida.com, or we have a Facebook page and an Instagram page. Again, it's Birthwork South Florida. Mm-hmm. They would just type everything out, or they can give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
So they can contact us at 754-300-6755. If they don't want to have a conversation, they can always text. You know, we live in a generation where people are
mm-hmm.
texters instead of talkers. So
mm-hmm.
it's totally okay. They can text that number. And also if they want to do a video chat, if they log on to our website, which is, again, birthworksouthflorida.com, they can request a video chat.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you, Kamaya, for taking your time to join us to give us the information here. And, you know, and before I let you go, do you feel like it's an increase? Are the mothers increasing in doing this, or are they becoming more aware of this, of having it? And
so
I know this is something that's not new, but this generation.
So it's definitely increased. Even before COVID, there was
okay.
a huge increase in women of color looking for alternative
okay.
birthing resources. And they started to come
okay.
to the birth center. They started to look for a midwife to provide the care, the personalized care that they
mm-hmm.
needed to make it through pregnancy and out of labor and delivering alive. It became a necessity because, again, doctors were setting them up for C-sections and these women were having blood clots
yeah.
or they were dying on the table, basically, you know, or halfway through their pregnancy because they were getting inadequate care.
Mm-hmm.
But then after COVID or during COVID, the whole pandemic without with the husbands not being allowed in the room for them to deliver, the testing procedures and so
right.
on, you know, they definitely, women of color and women of non-color started to flock for to find out more information about the services and actually deliver their babies at home or in a birth center.
Okay.
Just due to comfort, because who would want to deliver a baby in a hospital when you know that's ground zero for COVID, right?
Yeah. And you can't have any support. You know, you have
correct.
To go through it alone. You need that support. Well,
correct.
Again,
that support
I
is so
you.
Necessary.
Yeah. Yes. And I
want,
thank
I want
you
to say
for
that,
joining us. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, I want to thank the sister for the service that she does. I have a maximum amount of respect for our doulas and midwifery, and I had a natural, you know, our daughter had it with a natural birth at the house, and everything was fine, and man, she was super relaxed having the baby at the house, and wow, you know, I learned so much with the downloads I was getting from the doula and the midwife, the things they were telling me and explaining to me, I was like, man, boy, we... Man, we ain't got it, man. We ain't got it at all. I mean, there's so much information, you know, the vibration of how can I say, the genuine respect for one another, man, how important that is to the baby survival.
Yes.
You know, the touching of your skin and, you know, your breathing, you know, you can't be all, everything is taken into account. That placenta is so much information in the placenta and nourishment. Actually, I found out that's the birth. That was the first birthday cake was the placenta. And so, I mean, I found out so
yes.
much, man. They gave me some books that blew my mind about how women were so tuned in to birthing that they had certain plants that they used to communicate with way back in the day. When they labeled the women as witches, they was communicating with these herbs, and they knew exactly what herb to go to deal with the problems that was coming up. And they used to hide the herbs from the men, especially the mushroom, the magic mushroom. They would hide that. They would keep that from the men. That actually became a big thing in history, that the women was a master herbalist, and they were keeping the secrets from the men. They actually knew that they knew how to give men certain herbs to keep. To keep their potency down, to keep them from, you know, being hot and trying to chase them and rape them. So they knew exactly what to give them to keep that, you know, keep that suppressed. So, man, I give thanks, you know, I give thanks that I was able to, you know, be still enough to learn all that information. It was beautiful. So, yeah, thank you again.
Yes, you're very welcome. And just to let you know, we are still out here doing root work and mastering the herbs and providing them to the women during pregnancy and after pregnancy to make sure that they heal properly.
And one thing that you brought up, Eric, is the placenta. What do y'all do with the placenta? You know, I know what the hospital does with it, but what do y'all do with the placenta?
Whatever the mom wants to do with the placenta. So they have the option to encapsulate it, and we would basically dry it with different herbs that would be beneficial to the mom, and she can consume it. Once we dry it out, we would put it in capsule form, and she can consume it. Or she can do what we call a placenta smoothie, which with the placenta smoothie, those are usually given, they aid in helping with bleeding. So you have if you have a woman that has hemorrhaged, you can, like, take a piece of that placenta, cut it off, and shove it right in her mouth, or you can make a smoothie and have her drink that down, and it reduces the bleeding super fast. Or for those women that are, you know, a little queasy about that, you can do what we call like a placenta plant. So you can actually like go buy like an aloe vera plant and put your placenta under it. And that plant will absorb the nutrients and the benefits from that placenta. And as that aloe vera grows, you can just use it throughout your lifetime for whatever you need.
Wow. That's awesome.
So you have options.
That is so
you have options.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that, you know, again, this is to me, this is the way to go, especially if you don't have any, if you're not high risk, you know, it's an experience. Just like you said, Eric, this is definitely a bonding, a real bonding, an experience there. So thank you. You know, for what you do, and thank you for taking the time to come out and explain this to us, for those of us that wasn't really familiar how it works. And I want to say you keep up the good work. You're doing excellent. And this
thank
is a great opportunity for people to do this work, too. So thank you again, Kamaya.
Thank
I don't know why I want to call you Kamala. And I know that.
Because our last name is the same and everything. It's okay. I'll take it. I need her paycheck.
No. It's a different vibration. I like your vibration much, much better.
Aw, thank
you. Thank
you
so much.
And
tell the family
right.
I love them. And thank you. And thank you for joining us tonight.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. We
love
you, too. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Right.
Bye-bye.
All righty, Eric, this was very informative. I loved the first guest. I loved the vibration that they were vibing on. And the second guest, she just brought it right on home here. So these are remedies. You do not have to think that you don't have anything to combat or to conquer these things that they are attacking us with. You know, we got people on here that's telling you these are alternative things that you can do. So I just love it. And I appreciate, Eric, that you bring these guests on here to help inform our people.
Wow.
And,
yeah, right back
that.
To you, babe. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank us.
Thank
all of us, you know, for what we have here. Yeah.
This is awesome. And so I
you have another show tomorrow, right?
Joining us. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We do have a show. Thanks for reminding me. And I need a whooping here because the show tomorrow is the Venus. I don't even have it in front of me here. But we're going to have some awesome guests on tomorrow. We're going to have that female energy that's there. Are you familiar, Eric, with what's going on tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be big Venus energy tomorrow, just straight felines. And, everybody is professional at what they do. Everybody is very beautiful, and they have their own music they're going to come in with, and they coming in on that Venus Friday, and they're going to be loaded with information and all kind of cool vibes. So I'm sure the brothers will be at the door, and, So, yeah, it ought to be exciting, you know, it ought to be – each one is different. That's what I love, babe. Each frequency is different, and it's powerful. Each one is powerful, you know. We have a strong building we got going here, a strong foundation, everything. So,
yes, excellent. And, you know, I'm just loving it because, you know, we're giving out solutions here. You know, it's like this, we are recognizing who we are and what we can do here. And it's just, this is, you know, people that our guests tonight, they showing us, they telling us, our guests tomorrow. I mean, it's just beautiful. And like Wes always say, this is a wonderful time to be alive, to witness this,
we
to
got the
experience
tones.
This energy.
We got all the tones. We got the music people coming on strong.
Yes.
You know, man, we got a lot of musicians coming up. A lot of great shows lined out to explain the different cultural, coming together of different nations on different places in the world and how the music came about and all this.
Yeah.
Oh man, there's so much. We're just gonna keep riding them waves. And I want to. Before you go off, Bev, last week, last Thursday, there was a show. People don't have to listen to the download. Just go look at the pictures that you put up on the slideshow last Thursday. And it's a picture of Dizzy Gillespie album. And on Tuesday night, Rob brought up something that I can't wait till we get into. And that is the pie, you know, getting into pie, 314. And so if people go look at that last show's pictures on last Thursday, you'll see that Dizzy Gillespie album. You will see in Gillespie's last name is Pi on the end of it, and the beginning of his name is GI. Gillespie is GI, which is, you know, gold, the formula for gold, 7-9. And so I ask you to do that, Bev, and by you doing those things, I'm telling you, it's incredible. I learned this stuff from messing with these doulas and midwives and these different women who be giving me downloads.
Yeah.
I learned little things that they are experts at, you know, and people don't pay attention to them. But, man, especially the best ones are the ones that's homeless females or females that's on the street selling their body. Man, they got downloads that they can give you, man, that'll blow your mind. They are straight scientists from other dimensions. And what they look what it look like is really dirty and bad, but man, what the work that they do and what they came here to do is a whole nother level. So man, when we start opening ourselves up to that, when you start, it's like I walk down the street and see a tree limb on the ground. I take it home, shave it, and put it on a stair banister. When you walk up the stair, you wouldn't even recognize. It'll be so smooth, you wouldn't even recognize it was a tree limb till you see the curve in it.
Wow.
So,
yeah,
I've been making things that look like trash into beauty for years now. And so I see myself as the same way, man. I love it. I say I feel good because I feel good because I say I feel good. I tell my waters what to do.
Yeah.
They don't tell me what to do.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, you're going to have to send me some of the pictures of the houses that you built so I can put them
on so people can
see. Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm trying to get in the...
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ben. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I'm trying to get access to the houses since the COVID has hit. A lot of people don't want to be bothered, but I'm trying to get in the houses so I can take updated pictures, because it's a bunch of pictures on the internet, but I like to get up close and let y'all see, man, the intricate work that goes on in some of this stuff. Wine. So you go to a bar and you tell the bar, hey, I want y'all to save all the wine corks, and all your bottle caps, save them. And after a couple of years of saving all them wine corks and bottle caps, now you're able to make you a floor, a wall, free, made out of wine corks from all over the world. You know what I mean? A Dr. Scholl floor. You can walk on them wine corks, make your feet feel good. You know, just little stuff. You know, a gemstone. We make showers out of gemstones. You know them little dinner plates that you have a little candy on? You know, you keep the peanuts and stuff like that. We make windows out of them.
Yeah.
You know, we make little windows that you can open up, but it's the little glass plate. I mean, anything you could think of. I'm going to show you all the picture. I'm going to take some pictures of this house. The bathroom is straight glass. The toilet is glass. The tub is glass. Everything is glass. The toilet handle is glass. The next time Dominique is out there, come on. I'm going to ask Dominique to come on with me. She's going to tell y'all about the bone house. I took her in there. She was blown away. Dominoes, seats that's made out of dominoes, all kind of crazy stuff, man. We be doing it.
Yeah. It's unique.
Just creation. You know, creation. I met the man. He showed me. He showed me how to take nothing. Just look at something. He said, man, don't never call that nothing. I used to call it trash. I said, man, you got a lot of trash around here. He said, man, that's how you looking at life. That's how you looking at it. He said, come in here. Man, he took me inside the house. You ought to see this bathtub. It was made out of wood. The bathtub was, it was decked out in beautiful cedar wood, plain cedar wood with a finish on it, the whole tub. I just dropped to my knees. I said, man, what in the hell is that? A tub made out of wood. I said, man, that's ridiculous, man. So, yeah, he taught me a lot. In the 10 years I worked with him, I learned how to build my own house from the ground up. And I'm thankful for all that, you know, all these experiences I'm having out here. It's great. And babe, I started talking to you while I was building my house on these networks. When you start allowing me to come on the air, I was working on my house.
Yeah,
so
I remember.
I brought that a couple times from the house. Yeah.
This great is journey. What creating is about. Yes, I love it. You know, it's unique. I would love to take a bath or a shower in a tub that's made out of stones and crystals. And, that's just that energy there. That's awesome.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, babe, we made a tree house, a real livable tree house with a beautiful New York. Man, if they let me go in the tree house and take a picture of the shower, what you do, you draw your pattern on the floor. Then you try to break the tile out with a hammer to try to fit the pattern. So, you know, it's called a mosaic.
Okay.
You could draw a fish aquarium. You know, we made a fish aquarium floor. You draw your fish and your starfish and everything that be in the ocean. Then you just put the tile and the marbles down there. We made a sea turtle, all that.
Okay.
But I was trying to get a perfect circle, and I hit the tile with the hammer, and guess what popped out? A perfect circle. I even took a picture of it, and I put it in the shower.
Wow.
I just thought it didn't happen. I said, man, this is powerful. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking. You know, this is magic. This is what I'm talking about. And that's what we are. We are magical. And so people got to start to realize that and understand that. You know, it's magical.
All these shows
now,
is in the flow of magic. All the pictures.
Yes.
All the pictures that you put up, the music you play, it's all a big batch of magic. That's what it is. You got the people don't see the broom in the pot. Man, come on. Come on now. And if you write down the word broom, what you're going to see, if you look at the word broom backwards, it's a more house. Because B in Hebrew, it means the word house, bet, the house. So broom is more house. You understand? So come on, man. You don't play with us. We got a lot of things going on here. All you got to do is wake that stuff. Wake yourself up. You know, if you have to slap yourself, man, wake yourself up.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of ways to wake yourself up.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. And you say we're going to do a series. We're going to have, when is Latin month? We're doing a Latin musical series.
It starts next Wednesday. And so Thursday we're going to have our first, we're going to start it off with Mr. Eddie Rodriguez, and he's going to, I think we're going to start with a Latin, Afro-Latin artist from Cuba, I think, Machito. We're going to start with that, and then we're going to have different artists coming on, and so, yeah, it ought to be interesting, you know. We'll talk about cultural ties, how the Puerto Ricans left Puerto Rico with the sugar cane and took it to Hawaii, but they stopped through New Orleans, they stopped in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how Atlanta, Puerto Ricans, they never came back to the island. They still live in them places. They still live in Hawaii, San Francisco, New Orleans.
Okay.
It's a lot to cover. So we'll get into it.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. I'm just loving it. Well, thank you again.
Talking about a lot of magic.
Yes.
Thank you, Beth.
That's what it is. Yes. Yes, thank you. And I want to thank the listeners that's listening. I want to thank the guests that's participating in this magic ride that we're on. I'm just enjoying it.
Tomorrow going to be on fire with that female energy. It's going to be on.
Yes, yes.
I'll be sitting back in the chat. Yeah, I'm going to be on that Sabbath rest. I'm going to be resting, checking it out.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay.
Much love,
I appreciate everyone. Much love, better love. And we will be back tomorrow at 9:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. We're going to go to some smoking.
Just to see. I've got to see. of my heart. But I'm still alive, still looking for the light. The endless pool on the other side is the wild, wild west. I'm doing my best.
I'm a soldier.